Thank you very much. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting on for July the 3rd, 2017. Councilmember Winkle is absent and excused, and Council Members Glover and Whitaker are present on the telephone, I believe. Gentlemen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I think I heard both voices there. We're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation offered by Anita Rangaswamy from the Arizona Interfaith Movement. Anita, we're glad you're here. Following that, we are honored to have a veteran attending our meeting today, Mr. Jack Griffith, and Jack will invite you up after the prayer to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand for the prayer and Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor John Giles, Honorable Vice Mayor David Luna, and distinguished City Council members. Thank you for the opportunity to share Independence Day prayers on the eve of the 241st year of independence. And I will say some Hindu prayers in the ancient language of Sanskrit, as well as share a version of the Lord's Prayer in English, as I feel blessed to be part of both the Eastern and the Western cultures in this journey of life. Asato ma satgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya, om shanti, shanti, shantihi. The meaning of this is, Lord, lead us from the untruth to the truth, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to eternal life, let there be peace in all realms of existence. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kaschit dukkhad bhag bhavet. Om shanti, shanti, shantihi. May all be blessed and happy. May all be without any diseases. May all be able to see goodness and auspiciousness. May no one be unhappy or distressed, and let there be peace in all realms of existence. With the Lord's Prayer, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, we stand today as our forefathers have stood before you in times gone by, celebrating our history and reveling in all the great things that our country has achieved. On this day, we rejoice in the favor you have graciously given us. We thank you for the blessings of liberty for this generation and for the generations to come. We thank you for our independence, peace, and for all those who have bravely given their lives in the defense of freedom and justice. We thank you that your gracious and provident hand has given us so much. Yet as a nation and people, we have not always chosen the right way. We ask you to forgive us for these times. On this day, we commit ourselves to wholeheartedly honoring and serving you. With everything that we are, we lay our lives before you. Make us a generous people, a holy nation, a people set aside to love you forever, for the sake of the land of the free and the brave, and the peoples and the nations of this world. Today, we do not presume your grace for our country. Our land is in need of you. Our people are in need of you. May we look only to you this Independence Day, dependent on you. May the leaders of this great nation motivate people to build on the values and principles envisioned by the founding fathers. May the leaders spread the message of love, trust, and mutual respect for each other. May the leaders stabilize the economy, restore broken systems, and renew the infrastructure. May the leaders remove the seeds of dishonesty, hopelessness, and despair that marks the weakness in us. May the leaders be able to understand the need of the hour with utmost clarity and act with integrity and appropriate authority. May the leaders help to restore peace and prosperity within the land and across borders. May the leaders mobilize people in the country to work with each other to create meaningful goods and services. May the country as a whole make progress in a respectful, ethical, socially, and morally acceptable manner. May the leaders work towards leaving great legacy for our children, grandchildren, and future generations. Please come now by your glorious Holy Spirit Breathe new life into the powers of this nation. May justice flow like rivers and righteousness like a never-failing stream until the whole of our country is covered with your glory. As the waters cover the sea, we ask all this in the wonderful name of God, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for all eternity. May God bless our country and the world. Amen and namaste. Thank you.
Thank you. Jack?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ms. Rangaswamy and Mr. Griffith, for helping us get off to a great start. The first item on our agenda today is the consent agenda. So I'd invite Kevin Christopher forward to read onto the record the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Christ the King Roman Catholic Parish, one-day religious event, 1551 East Dana Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Chipotle Mexican Grill, 1411 South Power Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for J.J. Madison's, 430 North Power Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal contract for fire protection equipment maintenance and repair services for citywide locations as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal contract for tree pruning, removal, and other services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal contract for uniform garments for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4D, act on one-year term contract for recycling services for cathode ray tube devices for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4E, act on one-year renewal contract for Juniper Network Technical Support Services for the Information Technology Department, Communications, and Infrastructure. Item 4F, act on three-month contract extension and dollar limit increase for landscape maintenance services for parkway medians and right-of-way, sections 3 and 4 for the Transportation Department. Item 4G, act on one-year term contract for sludge grinder repairs and replacements for the Water Resources and Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments. Item 4H, act on one-year term contract for replacement and stock filter membrane panels for the Water Resources Department. This project is funded by the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Partners, Mesa, Gilberts, and Queen Creek. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority to provide reimbursement for 3 years of maintenance and repair services for certain airport firefighting vehicles and equipment by the Mesa Fire and Medical Department. Items 5B and 5C have been continued to the July 10th council meeting. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding Z17-020, the 2400 to 2800 blocks of East Thomas Road, located north of Thomas Road and west of the Lindsay Road alignment, a rezone to establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-023, the 2400 to 2600 blocks of North Greenfield Road, located south of McDowell Road on the west side of Greenfield Road. Rezone and modification of the development master plan to allow development of a business park. Item 6C, act on ordinance regarding Z17-017, the 1100 block of North Ellsworth Road, located on the west side of Ellsworth Road, south of Brown Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow for a self-storage facility. Item 6D, act on ordinance regarding Z17-014, the 8700 to 9000 blocks of East Main Street, located south of Main Street and west of Ellsworth Road. Rezone to establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6E, act on ordinance regarding Z16-059, the 4200 block of South Power Road, located north of Warner Road on the east side of Power Road. Rezone and site plan modification, which provides modifications to development standards for the redevelopment of an existing commercial center. And item 6F, act on ordinance amending the Mesa City Code, section 9-6-3, regarding intersection site requirements to remove figure 20 to be consistent with current city standards, and Sections 9-6-4 and 9-8-3 regarding the installation of street name signs within a subdivision by the subdivider developer. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. I see that Mr. Luna has made a motion in favor of the consent agenda that's been seconded by Mr. Freeman. Those who are able, please press a button to register your vote. And then Mr. Glover, boy, we got some old names up here. We're getting thrown a little bit. Mr. Whitaker and
I vote aye.
Thank you, Mr. Glover. Mr. Whitaker, how about you?
Aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous with Mr. Winkle excused. I should note, well, the next item on our agenda, we were going to conduct a couple of public hearings on annexation cases, but those cases have been continued for a date in the future. That being the case, the next item is items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
We do not. That being the case, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.